Miss Bessie, channel 2 right. Miss Bessie, channel 2 right. Miss Bessie, channel 2 right. Miss Bessie, channel 2 right.
Scrap bag. They told him not to cut anything off the meat, you know what I mean? Like that fat. So just take, cut the stamps off the meat and like that, leave all that fat on there. So he said people are kicking on it. Oh. Kicking on it terrible.
Now they got a lot to learn, haven't they?
Yeah, they said the people in the dining room told us, well, I know darn well that James know how to cut meat. And James ain't cut this here kind of meat. You know, there's something wrong with it. So James know how to cut the meat. This ain't like the other meat used to be cut. So he said they had to, people send it back.
Yeah, that's right.
Send the meat back in the kitchen. We need it. You wouldn't go pay for nothing like that.
Well, you know.
And so the ladies come out and say, James, well, it ain't your fault, it's our fault, because we told you, we showed you how we wanted it cut and all like that. He said, well, that's right. You say don't cut it, I didn't cut it. So I cut it like you say cut it. And so the people kicked on it.
They just didn't trim it.
Huh?
They didn't want to trim it.
No.
Gee whiz. I wouldn't want to offer any suggestions to anybody that had much experience as James had.
Well, they want to change, they cut out. But the people don't want that.
No.
Yeah.
You see, they've been getting good meat and you give them something that ain't fit to eat.
Yeah.
Old tough meat. And say, James said the hamburger, to take that, got the gristle in it, you know, grind it up in the hamburger. Says, No such hamburger as this.
Just don't worry. Now, that's a high-class place, Miss Bessie, they gotta put out good food.
Well, certainly it is.
As much as that place costs, they can't afford to put out cheap food, can they?
No, sir.
And they charge plenty for it.
Charge the price, but don't want to put the good food out. You see.
Yes, sir. James still driving his truck?
He's driving Mr. Rogers' buggy now. The man, James had some kind of partly give James the truck, but the man wanted the truck for something, I don't know. But he wanted the truck too, and he gave James his car. It's like a station wagon.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, that was a good car.
Yeah.
He's had that sitting out there, took care of it, never used it.
That's right.
That old truck was wore out, wasn't it?
Almost.
Yeah. Well, now, does James do the same thing he did? Pick up all the
help? Yeah, he picked up the help all.
In his car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, now that cost him.
Yes.
They pay the gas and things like that, I guess.
No, I think James buys own gas. Mr. Rogers told him how to do. Buy his own gas and let them pay him, pay him by the week for the gas.
Yeah.
So did James get the gas down here, and he bring the ticket up. He show them how much gas he uses.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, Faye?
I dragged Miss Bessie away.
Yes. It's a nice visit, isn't it?
Yeah, just a good time. Have a little bowl of ice cream after Miss Bessie's had her supper.
You got to cook supper?
No, I'm not going to cook anything. We've eaten pretty well today.
I told you, you mustn't eat so much cold food.
Well, this is first cold stuff we've had today.
Well, once in a while. But you put your food on early and let it cook. If you got anything to cook a long time, you know what I mean? Because
uh-huh.
I generally cook around 12 o'clock. Put mine on a stove and let it set then simmer
uh-huh.
around 12, you see.
And then this time
3 o'clock when Callan come home, she is up already.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now, Callan's still in school?
Out today.
Well, they kept him in there a long time, didn't they?
Sure did.
Now, she's a big girl. What's she going to do this summer, Miss Bessie?
She's going to Norfolk and stay up there with her brother, Benjamin.
I don't know Benjamin.
He was here this summer.
Yeah, I missed him.
Hmm? You missed him?
Yeah.
And he was here this summer.
Is he the oldest one?
No.
Aaron's oldest?
Aaron. He's still on the ship. Yes, he's still on the water.
Yeah. Well, that'll be nice on it for her, won't it?
Yes, I think he's coming far. And stay up there till school time.
Yeah.
We should come back from Washington.
Oh, you mean put the whole summer in up there?
Where, in Norfolk? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got nothing to do. Stay up there. So he got a nice wife.
Oh.
Three children. And her mother's living.
Yeah.
And such. Callan been up there before.
Oh,
yes,
she
has.
Yeah, she's been there before.
And she likes it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe you cook for her in the winter, she'd cook for you this summer.
Oh. She can't cook for me.
You don't want any of that cooking.
Everybody can't cook.
Yes, Faye?
Yeah.
I've got to go down the road. Maybe is Miss Bessie going to stay in longer or she got to get home?
You can take her home. I expect she needs to go. I told her I wouldn't keep her long today.
Well, she can stay as long as she wants to.
I told her you'd take her back.
Now you come on and go too.
Well, I'll stay up here a little while.
Channel 2 right, and the end of the visit with Miss Bessie carried over on Channel 2 right. Channel 2 right at 2:10, 2:10, 2:15. Miss Bessie carried over just this little dab on Channel 2 right. Miss Bessie carried over just this little dab on Channel 2 right on this one tape. On just this one tape. Channel 2 right, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy around 2:15, 2:20. Channel 2 right, this Wednesday, the 16th of June, 1971. Now, this is the beginning of the little visit with Miss Bessie this Friday afternoon, about tea time, the 18th of June, 1971. She's right droopy, and she never takes hold of anything. The visit of Miss Bessie this Friday afternoon, the 18th of June, 1971, Channel 2 right around 2:30.
And it kind of looks patchy. And it just slows up more than.
Well, is he selling them?
Well, they're just done beginning to get right.
Oh, I see.
And you're going to have plenty of milling.
Why now?
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in.
But it'll be long now because they're about the nice size.
Yeah. I didn't realize he had that much garden.
Hmm.
I didn't realize he had that much garden.
Yeah. He got the slack from the pump all the way back down to the woods.
Well, I like cantaloupes, and I'll be...
So you love them?
Yeah.
Oh, I like them too. But I can't eat no salt on.
Well, you don't really need it. They better a little bit, but. This is not our supper, it's just a...
Not the supper.
I say it's... No, it's not our supper. It's just our afternoon tea.
Oh, yeah.
And sherbet doesn't hurt anybody.
No, ice cream don't hurt you either.
And you think those clouds are making over there?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at the moon last night.
The news says it's going to rain. See, the radio shows it. Oh, it's going to rain.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Moon not changed yet? Moon not changed yet?
I haven't seen it. I never looked at it this morning.
Miss Bessie? You're losing out.
Well, I never thought of the moon this morning.
What time did you look out this morning?
Early.
6 o'clock.
Before the sun rose.
6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. I always get up and look out at the moon or see when the sun rises.
Just to sort of keep up with it?
Mm-hmm. But I never thought of this morning.
Well, there's... One morning won't matter. You can miss one morning. See, that's the reason. That's the reason. Get rid of this stuff I can eat here on the corner.
Yeah.
See, that's the reason. I'd read Miss Bessie tell you these things because she gets up and looks.
That's right. That's right.
You wouldn't have to look at the moon or the sun, Miss Bessie, if you just look at the almanac.
Almanac. But I ain't got no almanac. I always get a lady birthday on it, but I ain't got that one this year. Old Thrash didn't have none. He didn't order any or something.
Oh.
He gets them all the time.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen one this year.
You don't have any almanac?
I have calendars, but that's all. They don't tell. anything about the sun and the moon.
They don't tell much, do they?
Well, I didn't think you would ever be without an almanac.
I couldn't get one.
Oh.
It's too late in the season now.
To get it?
And wouldn't anybody have one?
I never tried the drugstore.
But you buy enough from them.
I know it, but I always sin. I never go. James always get everything I want from him.
Well, if you tell him to get you an almanac, he'll...
Well, he always gets almanac because he want them himself. And so I never thought about none. After Thrash, he didn't have none. Because he always have it.
What can James tell about an almanac?
He tells me about the fishing.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't think about that.
He tells about the fishing.
He nuts.
He go fishing. Goes early in the morning.
Oh, he does.
At 5 o'clock.
And gets back in time to go to work?
Mm-hmm. He's going to Tuscarora.
Goes where?
Tuscarora. Over there.
That's a good place.
Yeah, he goes over there.
I thought they kept that locked.
Hmm.
I thought they kept that locked.
You got a key.
Oh.
Mr. Richard gave him a key. And then he can go and thrash aside. Too, either way.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How about that, Faye?
That's really special. Well, I hope he catches fish.
And nothing been biting very much but brims.
What does he like to catch?
Oh, he likes to fish in the morning. And he go in the afternoon when he gets to work.
Oh, does
he? It's time to go to work.
Uh-huh.
He loves to fish.
Well, he don't have any time off during the day, does he?
When he gets through in the... He don't have to go to work until 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And if he gets the help, he's off until 9.
Oh, yes.
From 4 to 9, he'd be off.
Yes.
You have to go to work at 9 o'clock.
Well, now, is that something new?
Mm. No.
That's where it's been.
He always did do that.
Well, how come they divide him up so, Miss Bessie?
Who?
Over there at the bar.
They don't divide him up.
Well, they don't want him over there from 4 until 9.
Well, he got to have some time for himself. You see, he go and get the help.
Yeah.
When he happens. Right, maybe be after 4, you know what I mean? When he get the help there. And when he get a bowl in, then he goes on, or he go on off anywhere he want to go.
Uh-huh.
And he go fishing.
Over at Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you see, if Shep had had a key over there, he might not have got into trouble over here.
Shep? Well, that's a good place to fish down there.
Yeah.
A big lake back there.
But he didn't have a key.
He didn't need one. The gate's open.
Can't just anybody go in there.
No. They're not allowed to go in there.
No.
But anybody go in there who want to go in there.
Is so that right?
Old man Thrice don't see him.
He don't.
I said, he don't see them. They can go in there.
Coleman said the other day that up there past his house at that trestle, that George and Shep had been up there a time or two.
Mm-hmm. He used to didn't allow them to fish up there. I don't know if he allowed them out.
Oh, really?
People used to get the line hung on them wires up there. And so the railroad stopped them from fishing.
Put up a sign?
So I don't know whether the line go up there or not.
Yeah. Feel that fan?
Mm-mm. You know, you don't feel it, but you know that it's stirring the air a little bit.
Now you feel it?
No.
A little better.
Mm.
That's better. Yeah.
Can you feel it now?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't very strong, is it?
No.
You don't want it on you.
Mm-mm.
That's fine. That's not on us. But stirring the air.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm going to give you the cantaloupe when I go back.
Well, I'm just glad to know he's got cantaloupes down there.
Well, he just pulled three yesterday.
And they're just coming in.
Mm-hmm. And he was down there, so he just pulled three. Were ready to come off the vine, you see.
Uh-huh.
With a lot up down there.
And his melons aren't ripe yet?
No, not yet. It's about that long. Nice melon. And his vine just is green.
Well, that's damp back there, then, isn't it?
Yeah. Covering that palm. You see that pond right over there. And it draws the dampness underneath there, you see.
Well, then he doesn't need to irrigate.
Mm-mm.
So he's lucky. He's luckier than I thought, because I kept feeling sorry for him. Because it's so dry.
It don't look like it's dry.
I'm going back there.
Yeah. No, it don't look like it's dry. You're cooking peas?
Uh-huh.
I smell them.
Coleman brought us some.
Did he?
I didn't realize that you had to fix them or they'd ruin.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, that's nice.
He didn't. I let some of them ruin because they got too hot.
Well, why don't you shell them and put them in the box?
I shelled half of them, and then I thought, well, I didn't have any more time, and I'd wait till today, and Some of them were, not all.
You got plenty of peas?
No, I got plenty now. I didn't sow them all.
You got more coming on?
Yes, it's going to be quite a while. They're just not beginning to come up good.
Oh, really?
This is a new crop.
Yeah, it's planted.
Oh, replanted.
Yeah, the vines ain't dead yet, though.
Whatever got into Isaiah to do all that planting? I thought he'd lazy.
I don't know.
Why, he's doing fine down there, isn't he?
He sure is. He got plenty of cantaloupes.
He got cantaloupes too?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it taste?
He got the vines run from the pump down to them woods.
Whole row?
And watermelon, the same thing.
Whole row?
Mm-hmm. All the way to the woods.
They're not ripe yet?
The cantaloupe's getting ripe.
Are they?
But the melon ain't quite ripe yet.
Well, you know, just for home use, you can have melons all summer.
Yeah.
And they'll just keep bearing, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a garden down there before?
No. Fred always had
I see. Plant
corn in.
I believe he's letting up on the corn now.
I think so too. He said, I said they're going to plant grass there or something for the cows.
Oh, really?
He never made no corn over there much last year.
He didn't?
Not as much as he always do.
Yeah. Well, there's a right smart grass over there already, isn't there?
It sure is.
That old Johnson.
Now, the way I would do, I would cut that Johnson grass for its seeds, you know? And let it die. And it wouldn't come up, you see. It wouldn't go after the seeds and they ain't die. They ain't gonna come up. But it's
up the country there, we have Johnson grass. if it gets, gets a hint of us out in where we're cultivating,
mm-hmm.
we just graze it for a year or two,
mm-hmm.
and that'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only thing that will.
Yeah. But you know, when you apply that Johnson grass up, you got to get it up by the root. You see, and fly it up by the root, and then go in there with a rake, and rake those roots out, you see. You kill them.
You got too many roots, Miss Bessie.
Yeah, I know, but you can get plenty of them out of there.
Yeah, just one little root. It's just like nut grass. Just one little. You remember Bootsy? Miss Anna had her rose garden over there,
mm-hmm.
and she'd get so depressed about that, and she'd get Bootsy over there to clean it out for her, and a week from then, that nut grass was right
back.
Come
back.
Yes, sir. I think she tried to poison a little of it there.
She did.
But she never got anywhere.
No, you can't. The honest way, you get rid of it. You have to put hogs in there that root that dirt out from under there. Just root them up. Get the hogs go in there.
Yeah.
And they'll get that little nut on the bottom of the
plant. Yeah, uh-huh.
And they'll also keep it rooted up where
yeah.
it can grow.
Mm-mm.
I wonder what they do to Johnson grass.
I don't know. But the root is in the ground. It's so hard to kill. You have to get it up on the ground.
You know, people don't have hogs as much as they used to. Everybody got cows.
People don't have nothing no more like they used to. People used to have everything that you want that you didn't have to buy. Then now you got to buy everything.
Yeah. It just keeps you running to the store. And it was better, what you had then was better than you get now.
So much better. Oh, if people farm anymore, but there, you wouldn't have so much trouble getting something to eat. And then the people put so much fertilizer under this stuff, it ain't fit to eat.
It ain't fit to eat.
No.
Got no taste to it and poison.
That's what gives people so many cancers, that stuff.
I'll say it's bound to.
Sure it
it's
is.
It's just bound to. It's just not natural.
No. Put too much fertilizer on it to make it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just let it grow natural.
Yeah.
Now, Woodard was saying over here the other day, he came over here and brought face and peas.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying about, well, I was thinking about putting in a few sweet potatoes on that. And I asked him how he fertilized, put it under the side dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't go in for that side dressing. He says it looked to him like they didn't keep as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you put all that soda
stuff on it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not as good. People used to take the the stable manure and put under the crops, you know, what they have. And they would grow just the same, but not as fast.
Bessie, Lloyd went through the motion of farming over there a year or two, but he never did grow anything, did he?
Growed a few tomatoes and a few sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Did he actually grow some?
Well, it grew what he had. He didn't have much.
What was it, just too much work?
I reckon, I don't know.
Well, now, George, huh?
No, what I started to say, Sonny said that over in France, they wake mules and horses just like they used to do here. He said they don't have no tractors and things like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
They wake the ground with a mule and a hawk.
And they have good produce.
And they have good stuff. He said it's so funny that when he got over there, he sees those mules laying flat on the ground. You know, he was home here about last week, but he didn't have it. 19 days to stick. So he had to go back.
Yeah. Who was that?
What's that?
Who was that?
Sonny. My grandson.
Oh, he was?
Yes, he was here. He said he couldn't get on here because he didn't have it 19 days to stick.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go back.
Now, all your family, Bessie, they are all engineers and mechanical and all like that, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do any of this farming or anything.
Oh, no.
Looks like you could have showed them how to raise a garden or something while they were growing up.
Sonny used to love to have a garden when he was down here, little boy.
Yeah.
He used to plant stuff, have more beans and greens like that. He used to raise a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, going to school got him out of it.
Yeah. Now, Carol don't take an interest in those things, does she?
No. Mm-mm.
You haven't been able to get her. She ought to learn those things, does she?
What, farming?
Well, gardening and all.
She don't bother with it.
Well, now she could take an interest in Isaiah's garden.
She's too lazy. She
oh, Betsy.
She's too lazy to do anything.
George Mitchell had some vegetables over there back of you one year.
It's okra.
Okay.
Yeah, he raised okra over there.
Yeah. Well, now he knows how to farm.
Oh yeah, he know how to farm.
But he don't farm much.
No more than just wait some time for Freddie.
Yeah.
But if everybody has a little garden like Isaiah.
Yeah. Including me, I'd make more on a little garden than I do on all these cows, wouldn't I?
Well, you peddle your stuff.
I would say, yeah.
Well, you know, Bessie,
just eat it, yeah.
Just to keep from going in the store and having to buy it, do you know that pole beans are still 40 cents a pound in the store? Mm. You tell Isaiah he ought to grow pole beans. They haven't been...
Plant them for the fall.
They haven't been below 40 cents.
They haven't.
No, at the store where I go. And you buy 3 pounds of pole beans, and you've got $1.20 worth of beans. And the other beans, I think, are 35 or 36.
Mm-hmm.
And that crookneck squash is still real high in the stores.
Yeah.
So, if you just got through the summer on... your garden would be a big help.
It sure would, Miss Miles.
Did you ever do much canning?
Who?
You.
No. Never have. I wasn't home long enough too far.
That's right.
I was gone all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, people who can all put in the deep freeze.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I guess I thought that you had a can.
Oh, she can can, Faye. She can can anything she wants to.
Who?
She can. She just won't admit it.
Oh yes, I know how to can. I can can stuff.
You put up enough peas to last you all winter.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care that much about peas.
Well, you gotta have something.
Well, I just don't care. I just force myself whenever I eat peas. I just force myself to eat them.
You do.
But I don't care for them.
Gee whiz. Faye, your peas cooking?
I better look at them and see.
I don't know. I have eaten some mighty fine peas. They're not all, they don't always all taste the same. No. Oh, I have had some mighty fine peas, first and last.
You know what you can do with peas, you know, you can cook up a batch and just keep them and just keep eating on it for a day or two, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. You can put them in the box and, yeah, keep fresh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, some people don't like to have to cook every day.
No, they cook enough for the last about 2 days.
Yeah.
So they don't have to cook every day.
You never do that?
But I have something left sometimes.
But you'd rather cook a little every day?
Yeah, so it'd be fresh.
Yeah. You just spoil, aren't you? I tell you, I can eat peas warmed over, but I tell you what, these pole beans, somehow or other, they taste so much better fresh.
Yeah, they do. Fresh cooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe one time warmed over, warmed up a little bit. After that, look at that, it's clouding up, eh?
Not just like Miss Bessie said.
What'd she say?
I told her it's going to rain.
You think it's going to rain today?
Well, the radar showed where the cloud, where the clouds were, you know.
Yeah.
Down next to Tampa.
Yeah.
Where the water is, you see. And it's supposed to rain, yeah. We'll get the rain. You just worry about the rain. You're going to get rain.
Sooner or later.
Cold worry don't do no good. Injure you. And don't bring the rain.
No.
You see? Worry you about it, and then you don't get no rain, you see?
Yeah.
Well, it makes you feel bad. But don't worry about the rain. It's just go on and don't think about it.
You know what Boots used to say?
Huh?
She said, it'll be raining so much here one of these days, you wished it wouldn't. You remember that?
Yeah.
She said a lot of nice things, didn't she?
She did.
Now, you and Bootsy used to have some pretty good times after she come over there, Miss Bessie.
Yeah, when she wasn't drunk.
Yeah, but she'd sit out there and talk nice a lot of time, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she would. Boo had good sense.
She sure did.
But that whiskey.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about the sense now. I know about the whiskey. I'm talking about the sense part.
But I know what I said. She had good sense. But that whiskey get in her.
Yeah,
didn't
but
she?
I've heard too much about that. I want to hear about her good sense.
Well, she didn't use so much of it.
Yes, she used right smart of it. She talked good. Yes, she did. I sat out there with you and Bootsy, and it we had nice talk.
Yeah, Boots could talk good, but she.
Oh, and she'd bring in the vegetables, Bessie.
Yes, she would.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm afraid to miss a good hand when she dies.
Oh, man. Now, she had done right smart at work in her time, hadn't she?
Yes, sir. And hard work, you know.
Yeah.
She done hard work.
You think it
when she's over there with Jim Means, she just work like a man.
Yeah.
Where is he? I don't see him no more.
He working down here at Buddy Huff's at that, he helps him run that, you know where the windmill is?
Mm-hmm.
Down there at that store.
Oh, I see.
He goes out and picks oranges and brings them in. Now, what else he does, I don't know. He don't speak to people much these days, you know.
No, he's kind of curious.
Yeah. Oh, sir, we have sat on your porch there many a time, Miss Bessie, and had nice talk when Boots come in, you know.
She could tell you what happened.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I really miss her. You know, when she's in, to herself, you know.
Mm-hmm. She was pretty good company.
Yes, I used to talk to her a lot. And tell her, I said, Boosie, don't drink so much whiskey. She said, no, I won't drink much. I ain't gonna drink much. She said, right on and get it and drink it. Drink it enough. I said, some of these days, this thing gonna give you a stroke. I said, now you watch, you see. And Shona, she had a, she drank a pint. Yeah, she had a pint. And then I said, Booch, now don't you go to the store and get no whiskey. No, I ain't going to the store. I ain't going to the store. I ain't going to, and then she said, I got to go to the store to get so-and-so. I said, uh-huh, you see? He's saying that to get out away from you to get the whiskey. And she went right on and got a half a pint. Had her drink a pint. And she got this half. And so, when she come back, I said, you done had some. You done come tell me. I said, you come in, you look funny. You don't look the same. And that night, she kind of got sick during the night and Sunday morning, so she had that stroke. I told her, I said, now you keep on, you're going to have a stroke.
She knew it.
Yeah, she knew.
Somebody told me she used to be the Sunday school superintendent.
Used to be teaching Sunday school?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She was that smart. Booch was smart.
Yeah. Why, she'd sit down and read the paper, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she would.
While we were talking, she'd be sitting there reading the paper. Is James smart?
James.
Her boy?
Well, I don't know too much about him, too much.
Yeah.
But he does, he do some things at the church?
Who?
He goes, her, James, her son.
What he do, Miss Beth?
I
think
he's a big church man.
Church man?
Yeah.
Yeah, liquor he doesn't.
He drank a little?
Yeah, he used to make the boys drunk. He used to make my cousin drunk all the time and take all his money from him.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Greedy. Really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put him in his car and get him drunk, you know, buy the liquor.
Yeah.
Get him drunk and then he rob him. So it ain't nothing to him.
Mm. Well, he don't do that now, does he?
If he can get a chance, anybody can fool him and get him drunk.
Oh, you mean that's an old trick?
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, he stays sober.
Oh yeah, he stays sober so he can get the others drunk.
And let the others do the drink.
And get drunk, and then he can clip them.
Down at Boardman?
What's that?
He go down Boardman?
Yeah, he go to Boardman.
You know, that's something, isn't it?
Well, look like if people knew that.
I hear thunder. Do you hear that thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, they got so many airplanes and trucks around. I never know whether it's thundering or what's happening. It could be just an old truck going across down.
Them children over there got some kind of horns or something on their old cars in that class. They started everything way in the night.
Oh.
And I could hear them, you know.
Who's that?
Sam and them got only car, old cars over there.
Oh, have
Don't
they?
You hear it?
Sammy can't keep a car running, can he?
No, it runs. But he's scared to go anywhere with it. Go around here, you know what I mean. Where he can get somebody to get him home.
Yeah.
But you know, we take a long trip. Now, Buddy have to come and wake every morning.
Oh.
He had to be awake at 5 o'clock.
Why, Bessie?
Yes, he do. He had to be awake at, not ask every other week.
Be there at 5 o'clock?
He got to beat the Winn-Dixie at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
What do you know? And his daddy has to take him down there.
Yeah, Buddy has him.
Well, he don't mind.
No, I don't guess he'd do it if he did this. If he did, he wouldn't do it.
He don't know whether it's day or night anyhow. He goes day and night, don't he?
Yeah.
Well, what did he do about getting back?
Well, some of the other boys bring him back what's up there.
I see.
Oh.
And Doris bring him back sometime when she comes along.
Yeah.
Now when she and Buddy don't take him, she have to have a call. And then Buddy takes her to work. She didn't have to go so early. And so he carries her up. She lives way back in the woods. I don't see how you find these jobs way back in there. I don't see how she found them.
Well, how does she find them?
I don't know if she found them in the paper, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, how'd she get home?
Well, she comes home with Mary. Moses, Mary. She comes. She wakes back in there too, somewhere, when she come by and pick up.
That's Buddy's brother?
Mm-hmm. When he died, he's dead now.
But Mary, she's all right.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Let's do something to encourage that thunder.
I know it.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Pull all the cars out and let the windows up.
Yeah.
Put
the bed clothes out.
Well, I promised Miss Bessie not to keep her long.
Well, she might want to go around here. Miss Bessie, you need anything we got?
No.
You got plenty of papers?
Yes, so far I have.
Well, you look around and see what you got, what we got.
And those sacks are good to put things in.
Yeah. You let her look around the house here. She's running
she
something.
She might see something she needs to take down there. Oh, shoot. You got plenty of potatoes?
Huh?
Got plenty of potatoes? Does Isaiah have any potatoes?
He hasn't dug any yet.
Well, do you need a few? I've got some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll give you some potatoes. You like the little new fresh ones? You like the little ones or you want some larger ones? Don't make any difference. No?
Okay.
At the end of this little visit with Miss Bessie this Friday afternoon, the 18th of June 1971, the end of this little visit with Miss Bessie this Friday late, the afternoon, the 18th of June 1971, Channel 2 right around 900, Channel 2 right around 900. Well, Miss Bessie was tired, droopy, she was droopy, she just couldn't talk much. She just couldn't talk much. And she just let everything drop. The end of the little visit with Miss Bessie this Friday afternoon, 18th of June, 1971.